Veterans Affairs Secretary Bob McDonald's goal is straightforward: to rebuild trust in the VA. In his first 100 days as secretary, McDonald met with dozens of employees, lawmakers, and other key stakeholders to both listen and understand how best to do that. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details on the steps McDonald has taken and plans to take. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So kind of like it seems to be 90, 100 days is everybody's rhythm for coming out with their progress reports, or I guess Veterans Day is coming up. Did McDonald offer any specifics on his forthcoming plan?
In fact, he did. He released the plan yesterday at this big event. He's on a speaking tour all this week. I think he's at the press club today and is over at the Washington Post on Monday. So he's getting the word out as the run-up to Veterans Day. He says over the last 100 days since he was confirmed as secretary by the Senate, McDonald visited 41 VA facilities in 21 cities, met with Veterans Service Organizations, or VSOs, and met with 67 different senators, all designed to gather information about how best to change and improve VA. McDonald says he's embarking on the biggest reorganization of VA in its history, and that's focused on three main strategies: rebuilding trust, improving service delivery, and setting the course for long-term excellence and reform. McDonald says VA's mission is clear. Everything must be done through the lens of the veteran.
We balance caring for veterans and making sure we're good stewards of shareholder money and trust. Our values, I think, are the right values. Many of us now have started wearing these pins with the acronym I Care. That's an acronym that not only connotes how we care about our veterans, but also is an acronym that represents the different values of the organization. I stands for integrity, C is for commitment, A is for advocacy for our veterans, R is for respect for our veterans and for each other, and E is for excellence, the kind of program, kind of health care, kind of benefits that we want to provide. Not surprisingly, with what had happened in the past that created the crisis, the first thing I did was I asked every leader in our organization to meet with their subordinates and talk about our values and our mission, and then recommit themselves to those values and to that mission. And I asked for a report back from all of our leaders.
McDonald spoke yesterday during a press roundtable in Washington sponsored by the Christian Science Monitor. Now, one way VA is trying to improve its processes and rebuild that trust and change culture is applying the concepts of Lean Six Sigma. McDonald says the use of this process improvement approach isn't common in the healthcare industry.
We are going through a process right now of benchmarking the private sector on what acceptable wait times are. What you'll find is it varies widely depending upon whether it's primary care or whether it's a specialty, and it also varies by geography. Prior to this job, I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio. When I would make an appointment with my dermatologist, it was usually 9 months out, but that was the way dermatology works. We're trying to figure out what the right standards are. We've used the 30 days from the date that the veteran would like the appointment as the standard that we're using right now. And until we get a more defined standard and one that works well with the private sector, we'll use that standard.
Now, VA also is applying the concepts of Lean Six Sigma to their congressional and general correspondence processes. VA has come under a lot of pressure and a lot of criticism by Congress specifically for not answering questions. I think the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Tom, has something like 100 outstanding letters out there, at least at one point they did over the summer. Now, we have a link to that 90-day plan on federalnewsradio.com for people to read for themselves.
And Jason, a lot of criticism at VA was aimed at how it dealt with executives who misbehaved, who falsified records, who oversaw the falsification of records, and also bad care. Some of them were allowed to just slip away by retiring and so on. How did McDonald respond to that criticism?
I think you're right. VA has been under a lot of pressure and a lot of impatience as well by Congress and others. And McDonald says he recognizes why there's this impatience. And part of the reason why, you know, what he has to do is change the agency's culture and how people are held accountable. But he says the Veterans Access Choice and Accountability Act, the one that was passed over the summer to give him some new powers, actually doesn't give him the broad powers many people think it did.
The important thing that I've got to look at, and I believe me, I've been involved in disciplinary actions all over the world, we've got to make sure whatever action we take sticks. You know, it's fair that it sticks and that on appeal we are successful. Let's look at the new power I was granted. The new power I was granted is the appeal time for a senior executive service employee of the VA has been reduced in half. That's the only change in the law. What does that mean? Well, senior executive service are less than 1% of all VA employees. And the only change is the appeal time. So the law didn't grant any kind of new power that would suddenly give me the ability to walk into a room and simply fire people. I wouldn't do that anyway. Our Constitution provides for due process, and we are following the due process.
Now, it's interesting to hear McDonald say that. I just wouldn't walk in and just fire people, and I don't have that power anyways. Yet people in Congress and others believe he actually does. But it's interesting that this is about the first time I've heard VA be very clear about what the new powers they actually got from the law. And I think that's key, because it doesn't like VA sits around and doesn't deal with bad actors anyways. McDonald reminds the crowd that there's over 100 people under investigation by the FBI, Justice, the agency's inspector general, including 40 SESers. And don't forget, Tom, VA terminates more than 3,000 people a year. So it's not like there's this, lack of oversight and accountability, but I think people just want it to happen more quickly. Now, McDonald also addresses the criticism for letting those under investigation retire with full benefits. You mentioned that, like former Veterans Health Administration Deputy Chief Procurement Officer Susan Taylor.
The law says that you cannot claw back the retirement earned over a career unless the person commits treason or a treasonous-like activity. That is a criminal violation. So I've got to wait for the FBI and the Department of Justice to determine if the criminal violation has been committed, in which case they would prosecute, before I can take disciplinary action. I do not have the authority to claw back into retirement. And I have to tell you, in the private sector, a CEO does not have the authority to claw back into retirement. That would be violating the Constitution, property rights, because it's been earned over a long period of time. It'd have to be a criminal, egregious behavior that would allow you to claw back. These laws are very clear, and I'm skeptical whether members of Congress don't understand the law. What disturbs me is that we're trying to create controversy using veterans to do that, and I don't think that's appropriate.
Now, McDonald reiterates he's moving as fast as possible under the law, and actually has brought in some new senior staff to offer some fresh eyes on these cases and those problems.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, Jason, another challenge for VA is how it's protecting and listening to whistleblowers. They've settled with some of them. How much progress is VA making there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's another big area. And I think McDonald says he's met with whistleblowers and union representatives during his first 100 days to begin to repair that process. He says VA is taking 4 steps to ensure whistleblowers are listened to and protected.
If we have any inkling that we're going to take disciplinary action against somebody, we move them out, and they're no longer in the operation. Secondly, when I go to sites, I meet with the whistleblowers, and I ask them about retaliation. Number 3 is we've been certified now by the Office of Special Counsel in their whistleblower certification program. That was not the case previously. Number 4 is when we've remediated these situations like we did in Phoenix, the 3 individuals there got great jobs. If you talk to them today, I think they will tell you things have changed and that they're happy with their new jobs. At least that's what they've told me. So, you should check with them.
McDonald says he's made it clear in videos, in writing, in personal visits that retaliation against whistleblowers will not be tolerated. And he wants to know about if retaliation happens and if he will go to the source to find out more. So overall, McDonald says, listen, change is slow. I know that. But I think, and this is what he believes, things are getting better. He gives one interesting example. When he first took over as secretary at his first press conference back in the June-July timeframe, he actually gave out his personal cell phone number. And starting at that point, he was receiving 250 calls or texts a day. He said he actually had to set up a team to help him handle all those calls and texts, and he goes about 30% have been answered. Now, he said, keep in mind, sometimes he got repeat calls from people or people asking for, hey, you know, I want full disability rating, even though I only got a partial one, and that's just way out of his ability to fix. But the point is here, he was getting a ton of calls a day. He says now he receives about 5 to 10 calls a day, and then while that's one small measure of change, he believes it's a way to show that the battleship, if you will, is starting to turn in the right direction.
I guess he's got a pretty good data plan if he can handle 250 texts a day and then answer them. But I guess the bigger question, Jason, did you get the sense that, or did he say anything about putting his own people in place at strategic points throughout VA? Because I imagine his biggest problem is understanding who he can trust as he goes around and listens to what's going on.
You know, the people piece only came up tangentially during the conversation. One person asked whether anyone in his senior staff has any investigations ongoing about them, and he says, to his knowledge, they do not. And in fact, he commented about bringing in a new general counsel, the DOD general counsel, who has some experience at VA as well, but this person is new to VA, relatively speaking. But he did not talk about, for instance, other areas of whether it's a head of benefits or head of veterans health or even lower down levels at, you know, some of the CXO positions. He didn't get into that at all.
Well, he's got a big job, and I guess, you know, with the presidential term only having 2 more years, the question is, can he get everything done in 2 years, or will the next president, which is not unprecedented, keep him on to finish the task?
Well, I think what this part of the idea of this 90-day plan is to begin the process. He does not have any inkling that this is going to be done in a year or 6 months or even 2 years. I think, you know, changing the culture of VAV is a big, big organization. It's nationwide. And I think some of the problems that they found with the wait times and the falsification of records, I think is part of the systemic culture that he is trying to change. And that's why there's so much focus on rebuilding trust, improving service delivery, and everything's got to be through that lens of a veteran. He said, we got to stop focusing on internal outcomes and focus on veteran outcomes. I think that's part of the way that culture change. What's very interesting about Mr. McDonough that I learned is you know, when he ran Procter & Gamble, It's a huge, you know, international company.
Sure.
And if you think about it, he had to deal with culture change, you know, in different countries. And that's even harder than dealing with culture change just in the U.S., you know, in a government agency.
Well, he'll have to give out a lot of those care pins. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for that great report.
My pleasure.